Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week for our Heartbeat, you talked about waiting on God. And what I liked about this Heartbeat was you actually gave us two different ways of thinking about waiting. Because often I think we think of waiting as where you're at an appointment kind of thing.
You're in a queue waiting for your turn.
That's right. I'm next in line and God, I'm waiting for you to answer my prayer, to do the thing I've asked you to do.
Yeah, that's the same picture I had in my mind.
Yeah. And so there can be at times a lot of frustration in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the longer you wait, the more frustrated you get and impatient.
That's right. So there's that element of waiting that I think is in the Heartbeat that we can talk about. And then the other aspect of waiting that I also really liked was you compared waiting more to servanthood, where almost like a waiter.
Yes.
I'm here ready to serve you.
Yes.
You know what it made me think of? When we were little kids and you would be at work and for some reason we were at home and Dad was with us before you got home from work and he would have cooked dinner and he would give us all a tea towel and ask us to line up at the front door for when you came in and we'd have the tea towel over our arm as if we were waiters.
Yes.
And like, oh, can I serve you? Like, you know. And,
come to the table.
Yeah, yeah. And we'd do that. We only did it a few times probably, but that really is a good memory of mine as a little girl.
Yes.
And so that's what I think of when you're talking about the servanthood waiting. It's, that I suppose I'd describe it as like a heart disposition. The way your attitude is.
Yes, that's the waiting.
Just sitting before God. Almost just right now in my mind comes the story of Mary and Martha, where was it Martha who sat at Jesus' feet?
Mary.
Oh, it was Mary. I knew I had that wrong. So that sitting.
Yeah.
That kind of waiting on the Lord. And I think you give both of those aspects through this Heartbeat. And I think the one where we're sitting at God's feet, that kind of waiting on the Lord, I think that we can think of that as an active waiting, but I'm not sure we think about it like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's like an active waiting, active listening, active, your brain's still alert. It's not like you're just like, oh, great, just sitting.
Mm.
But it's like listening to what the Holy Spirit might have to
say. Like an openness to what's going to come.
Yes. Mm. You know, it's like being alert and ready. You know, you, Sonia, spoke recently about being alert, because alert that when we're praying that we then, when temptation comes, we're ready for it. Well, this is being alert to what God might have to say to us, what he might guide us in, direct us in. If we're not alert and listening, we miss it.
So, yeah, I think that element is something that certainly I can take on more on board, because often when I think of waiting, I think of more the frustration aspect.
But also God. This waiting of sitting leads you to a total dependence upon him. So when hassles and circumstances don't go well and things happen in your life, it doesn't lead you to frustration and anger or pain, as much pain and suffering, because you're going, no, I'm dependent upon God. He is in charge. He's in control. He's bringing the answers. He's bringing me peace, so I can live at peace even though the circumstances may not be showing you to be peaceful.
You shared the Psalm 62 verse 1, which says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." Now, you did say in reference to that psalm that you often don't wait in silence. You know, you're complaining and nagging, God, what's happening? But when you just before described how when we turn our hearts to reliance on God, and God, you've got the plan, you're in control, I can see if our hearts are like that, I can see then how we can sit in silence.
Yes.
Rather than the, come on, God, Like,
but this is a whole learning curve. Mm. And even when you've learnt to do it better, there are times when you still have to remind yourself, no, God's in control.
Yeah.
It's okay. Mm. Calm down. I don't have to worry about the storm raging outside.
Mm.
When I say outside, it's still in your life, but, yeah. It seems out there. Mm. No, God has everything in control. I'm dependent upon him.
Yep.
Just something practical. You open up mail and it's an electricity bill that's just so expensive, so skyrocketing. You go, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to budget this? This is just ridiculous with all the other prices going up in everything.
Yep.
But then you go, no, I'm dependent upon God.
Yeah.
He will somehow provide extra work for me. I get a discount somehow. Somehow God will help you with that. I work out how to budget better. One other bill that I thought was going to be this was less, so I can pay for the other one, whatever it might be. And it brings this calmness and peacefulness within you because you're going, no, I'm reminding myself, I'm dependent upon God. I'm going to wait upon him.
I think from there, let's talk about what kind of happens in the waiting, when we're waiting. Like if we were dependent on him, then waiting could be a while. It could be a few months. It could be a few years, depending what it is that you feel you're waiting on. But you spoke about how during that time we, I suppose, remember that God, that's when God is forming us.
Yes.
And that's when he's molding us, changing us, causing us, like you said, to be more dependent on him. And something that you said near the end of the heartbeat, which I liked and is a good reminder for me, is that sometimes we think difficulties, well, we just need to get past them, overcome them, get rid of them. But the difficulties are really what makes us who God wants us to be. Like that's where he does refine us.
Like, St. Paul complained about the thorn in his side.
Mm.
Even when he shares about, I know the right way to things to do, but I just don't do
Can't
them.
Do it. Yeah.
Lord, take them away, basically, he said. And the answer that God gave him was, my grace is sufficient for you.
Mm.
Basically, I'm not taking the thorn away. I'm not taking the problems away. I'm not taking maybe your faults away. But I'll send you my grace, and my grace will be sufficient. Not sufficient is it will do. Sufficiency in that it will overcome anything, any problem that you might have, anything that you might face, any sin that you might have in your life.
Mm.
My grace can overcome this.
Mm. Mm.
And the sufficiency isn't, like I said, it's just up to the brim. No, it's overflowing, abundant, oozing out all over.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes I think, previously, I've thought of that verse, my grace is sufficient for you, almost like the sufficiency is just a top up. Like, I do so much and then God does the rest. But really, it's not that.
No.
It's that God is the full. Like, it's sufficient in that it is everything you need. It's not a top up.
No, that's
it's
right.
Everything you need. Yes. Like, that's the way
word.
Of thinking of this word sufficient.
Yes.
Because sometimes I think like sufficient means it's just enough.
Yes.
Like we've just made it. No, that's not what it means.
No, it's not what it means.
Yeah, it's that overabundance more so that you're describing. Well, for this week's weekly challenge, I've just written to wait upon God, but we need to think about it in the way of the active waiting.
Yeah, the servant waiting.
Yeah, sitting at his feet, being open to what God wants to say and allowing God the space to say something. Because sometimes I think we're so busy.
And
we're
that's
not
why
that
we
silent.
Need to do it in the silence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed that chat. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.